If you had been Luke and you were writing about this miracle, how would you have written it? What would you have focused on? What emphasis would you have had? It seems to me that Luke's account is very basic, bare bones, and not at all dramatic. If anything, his emphasis is on the crowd and its reaction. Wouldn't we have had a lot more to say about raising someone from death to life? Lots more exclamation marks, lots of OMGs. Not just Jesus said, "Young man, I say to you, get up." So let's pray as we look at this passage. Heavenly Father, we pray that you'd help us to understand who Jesus is, what you want us to focus on. We ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. Please, would you turn to the passage in the Pew Bibles? It's on page 1035. Back in Luke chapter 4, at the start of his ministry, Jesus was back in Nazareth where he grew up. He was in the synagogue and he read a prophecy from Isaiah. "The Spirit of the Lord is on me because he has anointed me to proclaim good news to the poor. He sent me to proclaim freedom for the prisoners and recovery of sight to the blind, to set the oppressed free, to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor." And this prophecy being worked out is what we've been looking at over the last few weeks as we've been looking at Luke's gospel. Jesus fulfilling the prophecy, Jesus teaching the crowds, Jesus driving out impure spirits, Jesus healing all sorts of diseases, Jesus calling people to follow him. Jesus had just come from Capernaum, where he had healed the centurion's servant. By the power of his word, from a distance, the centurion had put it like this: "Say the word, and my servant will be healed." In Luke chapter 4, verse 43, Jesus said, "I must proclaim the good news of the kingdom of God to the other towns also, because that is why I was sent." He was on the move. And so here in verse 11, we see him going to Nain with his disciples and a crowd of followers. It's not surprising that there should be crowds following him because of the amazing things that have been happening. And they wanted to see what would happen next. So this probably very lively crowd is entering Nain, just as a funeral procession is coming out with a crowd of people from the town. Jesus sees them. His heart goes out to the widow. He says, "Don't cry." He stops the funeral and says, "Young man, I say to you, get up." And the widow's son sits up and begins to talk. Not only does Jesus feel for her, he has the power to act, life-giving power. He is the Lord and Master, even over death. And he gives the man back to the widow. No one asked Jesus to do anything. He saw the need. He did something about it. He spoke, and it was so. We used to live by the road which was on the route from Clacton to the cemeterium, just a mile away from our house. And there were often slow funeral processions going down the road. Sometimes they were horse-drawn, or even a motorcycle group of mourners. there could be quite long queues because they went very slowly. I would never have got out into the road and stopped a funeral cortege, tapped on the hearse's window, and tried this. There's nothing I have to offer them. I have no power. But Jesus did. And here he's called the Lord. And the crowd and their reaction, they got it right. They were all filled with awe and praised God. A great prophet has appeared among us, they said. God has come to help his people. God has come to help his people. So was this meeting just a coincidence? They did coincide. The life party was coming in just as the death party was leaving. The widow was really vulnerable. Her only son was now dead. Her last support and protection gone. And now her life was empty. Her condition was tragic, and Jesus had compassion and helped her, just as he helped all the people that he met when he went from place to place. Whatever coincidence there may have been, whatever situation or whoever Jesus met, he was able to deal with them and help them. Although there are coincidences, God is often at work in our lives, and there can be outrageous coincidences. I've seen this for myself when I've been on mission, when I've met different people, and it seemed to me like a series of appointments that God had arranged, one after another, each with enough time, each one freighted with importance. I would turn a corner and there would be the next person for me to talk to. God often puts the right person in the right place at the right time. Rather than coincidences, these are God instances. A few years ago, I was thinking about spending some time as a volunteer abroad with Tear Fund. I was considering giving up work and volunteering. On Sunday in church, we had a Tear Fund video. And then during the week, I was staying in a flat near Uxbridge, a couple of bus rides away from where I was working. One morning, something I hadn't done before, I just turned the radio on to listen to the Today programme very briefly before I went. Just then, they played a piece from that very Tear Fund video, and I recognised the music and the soundtrack and the narration. And although it was a very short snippet, and I only had the radio on very briefly, it seemed like it was there just for me, and it was like a thunderbolt. God is at work all around us if we're only alert enough to see it and notice it. Think about the coincidences there have been in your lives. I'd be really grateful if, after the service, perhaps you'd tell me about some of the coincidences that have happened to you. And maybe that's something we can chat over coffee after the service. There may have been funeral parties in other towns, certainly on other days, but Jesus was not at those. He was a miracle worker, but rather than being limited to where he was at one time, he was there to open up access to heaven for everybody. This miracle shows Jesus' power to raise the dead. In the Old Testament, Elijah raised the widow's only son, though for him it was hard work. he had to pray hard, and it took him 3 times. Jesus didn't raise everyone dying. There were only a few recorded instances in the Gospels. There was this man, there was Lazarus, and Jairus' daughter. So he would say, "Young man, get up. Lazarus, come out." Or Talithi Kumi, "My child, I say to you, get up." It's like creation power using the same voice that brought creation into being by his word. God said, "Let there be light," and there was light. So it is here. And might it be the reason that Jesus identifies the person by name is so that everyone else didn't rise up as well? "Lazarus, come out." If he just said, "Come out," might all the other bodies have come out as well? Jesus does have the power to raise every dead person. We know these people who were raised to physical life eventually died, but Jesus has come to give us eternal life, which he offers to all who turn to him. For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life. And there we are again, an only Son. So have you heard Jesus say to you, "Get up"? Jesus is the firstborn from the dead, and the eternal life he gives cannot be taken away from us. So this miracle is pointing to Jesus, who has the love and the power to give eternal life through his death and resurrection. At his crucifixion, Matthew records this in chapter 27 and verse 50. "When Jesus had cried out again in a loud voice, he gave up his spirit. At that moment, the curtain of the temple was torn in two from top to bottom." Incidentally, note that that's another coincidence. "The earth shook, the rocks split, and the tombs broke open. The bodies of many holy people who had died were raised to life. They came out of the tombs after Jesus' resurrection and went into the holy city and appeared to many people." This is pointing to the sure and certain hope of eternal life we have in Jesus. He has the power to raise the dead and to give life. Jesus rose from the grave to bring peace and security to every believer. In Romans chapter 8, Paul says this: "If Christ is in you, then even though your body is subject to death because of sin, the Spirit gives life because of righteousness. And if the Spirit of him who raised Jesus from the dead is living in you, he who raised Christ from the dead will also give life to your mortal bodies because of his Spirit who lives in you." So this is what we can see from this miracle. Jesus has the power to give life to those who turn to him as Saviour and Lord. He speaks, and listening to his voice, new life the dead receive. Have you heard him speaking to you?